Being a Christian these days is not for the faint-hearted. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Really, nothing about the Great Commission is easy, but that's especially true in a couple areas that we're talking about today. We'll start with Nepal, where Hindu nationalists are targeting Christians with a campaign that's one part misinformation and two parts terror. Angry over the decision to remain a secular nation, they bombed two churches just a couple of weeks ago. And then more recently, they left a message. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
We have also seen photos circulating around Nepal of Bibles being burned at the sites of the church bombings. There were radical Hindu leaflets left, basically saying Nepal is a Hindu nation. If you're not a Hindu, you're not welcome here.
The leaflets also ordered all missionaries to leave or else. Why?
Christianity is seen as a foreign religion. This is something that the foreigners brought. This is undermining our nation. It's undermining our culture. And so the radical Hindus in Nepal sort of paint that picture and push that agenda.
But believers refuse to be intimidated.
Our calling is clear. Regardless of what the government says or what the government does, as followers of Jesus Christ, we have the call to go into all the world and make disciples.
And now, let's talk about the Islamic State. You'd think that after you got away from ISIS and made it to a refugee camp, you'd finally be safe. But Christian Aid Mission says that's not always the case. A ministry supported by Christian Aid Mission in Jordan says some of the camps are home to ISIS-related gangs who are pretending to be refugees. Still, showing the love of Christ is the starting point for gospel outreach, and they've seen more than one changed heart in these camps. The full story is amazing. So check it out at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Loving people who aren't like you can be tough, but it can also lead them to Christ. His India Kids is ministering to Hindus in a hospital. Jonathan Ballback of His India Kids.
India being a Hindu nation, there is some conflict between the Hindu and the Christian communities. So the hospital, being a Christian hospital, is able to give just a tangible evidence of the love and concern that the Christian community has, represented by the mission, into the broader community as a whole.
His India Kids wants to be persistent in sharing the gospel, but also sensitive to what clients believe. And there's been a great response.
We see the way that people then respond to not only the hospital, but to the mission, that they are more tolerant of the Christian community because they know the Christian community cares for them.
The hospital wants to reach out to surrounding villages by adding more hospital beds, but they need your power of prayer.
We sincerely believe that as God's people pray, God answers, God moves.
Having someone come alongside you during a hardship can help ease the burden. The same is true for emotional struggles. They only get worse if the victim stays silent.
What happens is people get hurt, they are sinned against, they have anger, they have shame, they have guilt. They hold that in, and when they hold that in and don't express it, that leads oftentimes to depressed emotions.
But healing can only be found through the Lord's strength, and that's what Set Free Ministries is helping people realize through its biblically based counseling services. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer.
The enemy, through circumstances and through things that happen in life, we believe lies, and some of those lies then stick deep within our souls and then affect our minds, which then affect our emotions. Truth will set you free, but you first have to know the truth that will set you free, and truth is Christ.
So let me ask you, does this describe you? Keep listening to see how you can find help. And speaking of healing lives, Edward Doc Amy used to run away from the police, but now he's running toward them and praying for them. So what's caused this turnaround? Well, after going to prison for a third time, Amy looked for help and found it in Crossroad Bible Institute, who introduced him to Jesus. He attended church and took CBI lessons, and now that he's out of prison, he recently prayed with the man who arrested him. Somebody took a photo, and that story went viral. So give praise for how God can change lives. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. And with all of the bad news that you hear from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.